Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We love that you're here today, and our hope is that these couple minutes would be encouraging and helpful as you launch into your day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul is writing to believers that are trying to figure out, how do I live for God and what does that even look like? And he gives them some warnings. He begins to use the history of the nation of Israel to say, don't repeat what they did. Let me give you a couple of examples from 1 Corinthians 10, starting in verse 6. He says, now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. And if you read this chapter, you see some of those specific examples. He says in verse 7, don't be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and to drink, and they got up to indulge in revelry. He said, we should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 of them died. But we should not test Christ, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. So as he's writing this, they would have been very aware of the Old Testament. They would have known these examples. But I love what he says in verse 11. He says, these things happened to them as examples. And they were written down as warnings for us on whom the culmination of the ages has come. In other words, he's saying, don't ignore the warnings. He says in verse 12, so that if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. And that's a great reminder for all of us. If you think you're firm, man, be careful that you don't fall. Verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will provide a way out so you can endure it. So we've talked about it before. Temptation is coming. There are going to be things that are in our lives that will be designed to try to get us to walk away from our relationship. And so what I want to do today is to say, before that happens, before that thing pops up today, I want to give you two pieces of advice. One is identify the struggle. Identify the struggle. When we stay alert to the danger, what we're doing is we're putting up safeguards. We're saying, I want to put my relationship with God first. And the way that you do that is by spending time with him every single day, intimately walking with him. And he begins to help us to identify those danger areas in our lives. One of the things that I think is so true that is, if you cannot identify where you're going to be tempted, you're going to be hit over and over again. So when it comes to identifying that struggle, two things about that. Look at your past failures. Are there areas that you have failed before? If so, you need to have a clear sense of what that was, the place, the time, the situation. The more detail you have about it, the clearer the vision. A second area to look at is our present fights. Are there areas that you're struggling now? The reason why I would encourage you to identify these things is so that as you begin to describe them and get clear around them, you can be more prepared for future attacks. But the second sort of takeaway that I would encourage you with is to take an inventory of that specific situation. Take an inventory of that specific situation. He says, God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. And so we have to begin to see those moments of temptation through purity and through holiness. That if we're going to make wise action, we can't be fooled by the situation. There's going to be times that we don't look at it through the lens of holiness and through the lens of purity. And if we don't, we'll end up acting foolishly. So here's some questions I'll give you as we wrap up today. One is, why is this situation happening? Why is this situation happening? Two, what were you thinking when it happened? And I don't mean that in a judgmental way, but really in trying to understand it. What were you thinking when that temptation, when you gave into that past temptation and it happened? Where were you? What was the place? What was the time? When did it happen? Was it a certain time of day where you weren't where you're supposed to be? Or was it was the when you were emotionally tanked out and empty? Was it during a high time or a low time? Were you under emotional stress? Who were you around when it happened? Who are the people that helped you get into this temptation? I love this reminder that he says to us, stand firm, stand firm, stand firm, be careful, be careful, be careful. And what I love about this is he promises a way out. And so I just want to encourage you today, take these two steps, identify those potential struggles, and then inventory the situation so that as you begin to describe it, you can begin to put safeguards in place to say, I don't want to give the enemy a foothold. I want to stand against the attack. Well, have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.